Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. We have something very special happening Fridays for the month of August at Birch and Wine. Joining us in studio, you know it's going to be fun. Joining us in studio is Kevin Kruskiewicz along with Rebecca Northern with all of the details. Great to see you both. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, hello. Nice to be here.
Yeah.
Is it Birch and Wine or Birch and Wind? Because I've heard both.
I think it's Birch and Wine.
I think so too.
Yes.
Why? I think so.
Because it's a wine bar.
It's a wine bar. And also the owner told me that.
Do you know the owner?
I do, Johnny. He's a lovely man.
Is that how we got this gig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, we got the name out of the way. Let's talk about what's happening Fridays at Birch and Wine or Win, whatever you like. Just make sure you're there for Fridays because something great's happening. What's going on?
You can win at Birch and Wine on Fridays.
Oh, see? Oh. It sells itself. We're doing improv comedy every Friday night in August at 8 p.m.
Yeah, $20 cash at the door. Yeah. It'll be Kevin and I, or it'll be Bruce Horak and I, or it'll be Kevin and Bruce.
Yeah.
It'll only ever be a duo.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't get along when it's all three of us.
No, we just argue and then nobody finds that not $20 worth interesting.
It's not funny either.
No, it's really harrowing.
It's going to be so great to have this happening Friday. So tell me about the improv. What kind of an evening we can expect or not expect for something like this?
Oh my gosh. Wow. Oh.
Well, that's really interesting because we make it up. So
we made a decision though.
Yeah, we did.
We made one decision. We've agreed.
This may be a terrible decision.
This is probably a terrible idea. But we've agreed as a trio that we won't discuss in advance what we're going to do. So we'll actually have zero plans.
Okay.
So we'll go, we'll interact with the audience, we'll see where everybody's at, and we will just start improvising. And whether that'll be a long form, which would be something that'll take place over the entire hour and develop, or we'll do games along the way, it's going to depend on every evening and every audience.
Okay.
Could be short form sketch comedy, could be a one long, like one act play,
yeah,
made up by us. You'll be drinking, hopefully, as an audience.
Yeah,
so does it matter what we do if you're having a wine flight?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Now, I know, Rebecca, you love improv and you're no stranger to this. Is this something new for you, Kevin, this sort of improv thing?
No, you know, Rebecca and I started improvising together in the late 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You're very old.
Stop.
So are you. You can't tell by listening to our voices, but we're 100 years old.
And still going strong.
So there I've been, go. Like, you know, I've worked at the Stratford Festival, and I do a lot of, you
that's
know.
That's impressive.
Of, thank you. Thank you. That's why I mentioned it.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of classical theater, but I've been improvising and improvising with Rebecca and Bruce since the late 90s.
Yeah. Kevin's a very aggressive improviser.
Yeah. Because I guess it's kind of part of the whole acting world, if you will. Improv can be a big part of it, if you will.
Yeah. There are some actors who really dislike improv because they find it really scary. But there is a whole, contingent of actors who do improvise as well as do straight plays. So
it's a sort of a dirty secret.
It is.
It's a bad habit. And then Bruce is a beginner.
Yes.
Bruce has never improvised. We're lying because he's not here. Bruce is at a Star Trek convention right now. That's why he couldn't be with us.
Okay.
He's the most famous of the three of us.
He really is because he was in Star Trek Strange New Worlds. He was He was Hemmer.
He was the engineer on the Star Trek
The engineer
Enterprise.
With the antennas.
Oh, get out of here. Oh, my gosh.
He makes his money doing conventions now.
Yeah, well, he's signing autographs.
He's in Vegas signing autographs.
Isn't that weird?
Beam me up, Bruce. There you go.
Exactly.
Wow. So it's improv comedy at Birch and Wine every Friday, and that gets together at 8 o'clock, and it's simply $20 cash at the door. That's how it works?
We're being old school. Cash. Cash. Don't bring your cards. We have nothing for you to tap.
Yeah, nice.
Bring cash.
Cash at the door. And then of course, because it's Birch and Wine, there's delicious food.
Yeah.
There's drinks and stuff.
Great spot.
Purchase there.
In fact, there's a drink special.
Oh, good.
You can get a flight of wine for $30.
There you go.
So
that's a good deal.
It is a good deal.
There you go. Might not even get
to the show.
Might not even get to the improv.
Who knows
I'm telling you.
Happen.
It's going to be fun. And that's every Friday through August, we should say. And this is something brand new. So we encourage people to come out and support something like this. Support get togethers like this, live theater, live acting in front of you.
Locals performing for locals.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So again, if you love... Now, Rebecca, are you still continuing with the Goblins, or what have you been up to?
Oh, the Goblins. Goblin Macbeth is going to the Tarragon Theatre October 3rd to the 27th in Toronto. We continue to build a Goblin Empire.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Kevin, I know you're still keeping busy, kind of laying low for the summertime, but more stuff's coming up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You bet. Kevin and Rebecca, Kevin Kruskowicz and Rebecca Northern. Again, it's improv comedy at Birch and Wine for August 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. If you're looking for stuff to do for the long weekend, especially when the weather is looking a little iffy getting into the long weekend, yeah, this would be a great idea indoors at Birch and Wine for this Friday evening. Is there anything else we left off or just we'll see you?
No, we will see you. We hopefully see all of you.
All of you. All of Stratford.
On a Friday night. Yeah. On any given Friday night coming up.
In August. And if it's a success, we're going to see more? Oh, cross our fingers.
Yeah. We all live right here, so we'll just keep doing it.
We'll just keep popping up.
Just keep showing up on Fridays.
Front lawn,
yeah, that's
on
true.
A Tuesday morning.
Kevin and Rebecca, thanks so much. We wish you great success with this.
Thank you
very
much.
We appreciate it.